It is time once again for the podcast disguised as a game show. It's five favorites on the imbalance history of rock and roll. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And this time, buddy, we're going to have some fun, but we've narrowed the scope a little from our recent exploits with five favorites.
I think it's a good idea to narrow the scope because it provides more of a challenge, too, because you're narrowed into a certain time frame, decade, week, year, month, minute, hour.
Skill set.
So it narrows it down.
And as always, as we narrow down our five favorites, and of course we always have honorable mentions too, we turn to Vegas. What is the over-under on how many we will have in common on this episode of Five Favorites?
Vegas was wavering back and forth between 1.5 and 2.5 and ended up with 1.5.
I'm playing the over. And before we take your bet, I talked to Knuckles. It's his Vegas special. It's a minus 125 that Paul Weller will be in Marcus's five favorites on this episode. That's a minus 125 if you're going to get a quick bet down there with the boys in Lost Wages. So, at a 1.5, I'm going over. How about you?
I'm going over. How many are you picking?
Oh, I'm saying three.
I'm going with two.
All right. The bets are set, and we're off and running. Time to flip the coin. Oh, looks like I'm up first with my number five favorite UK singer of the 1970s.
Who you got, Ray, for number five?
Like so many singers that we talk about, he started as an art student, found like-minded individuals, and was the first singer and one of the founding members of Genesis. His solo career in the 70s and then beyond, legend. Talking about Peter Gabriel, my number five.
Very nice choice.
Now, we start with your number five.
My number five, rock royalty and band name. Dude was a legend. Been listening to him since the 70s. Haven't stopped listening to him and his band to this day. And I'm talking about the late, the great, the theatrical, the amazing Freddie Mercury and his band Queen.
He turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why can't we give love, give love, give love, give love?
Rock royalty indeed. And that means we go snake style. You do your number four out of the UK's top singers of the 1970s.
We're definitely staying in the rock royalty vein. His nickname, the Golden God, another band I still listen to continually and will never, ever stop listening to. Robert Plant, not only for his great work with Led Zeppelin in the 70s, but his vocal work beyond amazing. So Robert Plant at number four, five favorite 70s rock singers from the UK.
And the fury of Percy.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, Ray, it is time to jump into your number four. Who you got?
What he showed in the 60s became fully apparent as Roger Daltrey moved into the 1970s, where The Who was one of the predominant bands of the decade. He's my number four. Furious. And all those golden curls. Roger Daltrey.
What a voice. Now, who's your number three, Mr. Ray?
Well, he's already appeared as your number five. That's right. Put one on the board. Freddie Mercury and Queen.
See the very sunny on a Saturday morning. I've been dreaming I was out of the pool. There's a rumor going round that I'll clear out of town. Yeah, smelling like a driver's ball. Here come the law. Gonna break down the door. Gonna carry me away once more.
It's not just that Fred was an amazing singer, because he was. It's not just that he was a special talent, because he was. He's also, quite possibly, the best lead singer, the best leader of the band, so to speak, the front man that's ever been so far.
There are a lot of people that make that argument that Freddie Mercury is the greatest front man of all time, and it's hard to argue against it, even though there are so many absolutely incredible front men that we have had all through the history of rock and roll. But Freddie's light shined bright, and he was a special one in so many ways.
So who you got in the three slot?
Before I answer that question, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
How much money did you put down on the Paul Weller side bet?
Well, it's a minus 125 bet. So I wanted to win a dollar. So I had to give Knuckles the promise of $1.25. You follow me? Because it's that sure of a bet that Weller's going to be in there.
Well, you won your dollar because at number three, Paul Weller, the Jam, absolutely a huge band for me. And I love Paul Weller's voice. And
no, really?
The Jam, Paul Weller.
Fumble for change. Pull out the queen. Smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, cross blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey, boy, they shout. Have you got any money? And I say, I've got a little money and I take away and carry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been lining up the country and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the coke. I'm down in a two-station at midnight.
Well, listen, man, when Vegas has your number, on something like this, you know it's a safe bet. So I'll take that dollar back after giving him $1.25. And I pick up the score. On this episode of Five Favorites, it's all about our favorite UK singers of the 1970s, and we're kind of at the break point here. As always, we are sponsored by our good friends at Kirk and I Brewery in the heart of Happer. Always something fun going on there. Are you ready to do the twos and the ones as we also get to the honorable mentions?
I am ready. I am ready for my long list of honorable mentions as well. How much time you got?
Vegas doesn't have odds on how long his honorable mentions it'll be, but we'll find out because that's what's next here on the podcast.
The fall is here and Crooked Eye is rocking in the heart of Hatboro. The Crooked Eye Band will be there every second Saturday of the month. If you follow them on Facebook, you can find out what is happening at Crooked Eye. And of course, their amazing selection of beers.
The brews are always delicious and experimental in many cases. Check out the board on their Facebook account. They always put a fresh picture of the board up there. And something happened recently. We've been talking about Salty Vets Barbecue, which is available on certain nights at the brewery. Matt posted about an incredible experience they had where they were really like pushing hard and orders were overwhelming and ended up in recent weeks, like 2 weeks before we record this, had their best day ever at Salty Vets Barbecue, selling great barbecue to people and working hard doing it. It's good stuff. And it's all part of the energy there, Crooked Eye, where you go, you make new friends, you have a good time, and whatever you want, whether it's the tasty brews that come from the back room there at the brewery, craft cocktails, they've got wine and cider, and of course, that Salty Vets Barbecue. Always a good time to be had when you head down to Hatboro and make a Crooked Eye.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon.
Oh, we had some fun so far in this episode of Five Favorites, where we tell you about our favorites in a certain category. This time out, it's British singers of the 1970s, UK singers to be more specific. That includes Ireland, or could if that's your pick. And if you happen to have your picks, you can email them to imbalancedhistory@gmail.com. Let us know what your five favorite UK singers of the 70s are. And we are getting round to the twos and the ones. First off, though, you started out with number five, Freddie Mercury from Queen. Robert Plant at number four, frontin' Zeppelin. And the side bet is won by me on Paul Weller, your number three at -125. Woohoo!
Nice score there. And before you share your final two, Ray, let's recap yours at number five. The unique, the quirky, the theatrical, Peter Gabriel. At number four, the theatrical and extremely tough, Roger Daltrey. And at number three, the ding, 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 yep. The match.
One so far.
Freddie Mercury.
Well, keep your bells and buzzers handy, Marcus, because we're moving into the twos and the ones. And my number two, that's right, the one and only Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. two in common. There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. Ooh, there's a good chance we'll have a third.
Oh, no.
So that means one of us is going to win.
Well, unveiling the mystery at number two, what you got?
He's a cat who is a chameleon. He changes identities. In the 70s, he changed many identities. He was Aladdin Sane. He was Ziggy Stardust. I'm talking about David Bowie at number two.
I will be king.
It's an episode of Five Favorites, and we're round to our number ones out of the 1970s UK singers. Rock is implied, right?
Absolutely.
And we've got two in common so far. That's Freddie and Plant.
Yes, that is correct as well. So will one of these last twos be a match? I guess we will find out. I have to give my number one. Is that why you're stirring the pot?
No, I'm stirring it for my number one. Ring that bell again, Marcouche. It's David Bowie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ziggy Stardust, Thin White Duke, everything else that he's portrayed, but mostly in the 70s, those two personas really dominated. And anything he did really influenced a lot of things, not just music, art, lifestyle, you name it, culture. Bowie, my number one, dude.
It looked a lot like Che Guevara, told the diesel van, get his gun in quiet seclusion, such a humble man, only survivor of the national people's gang.
I think have won.
Why, what you got at one there, home slice?
My number one, we've talked about this band many times in episodes. I love this band dearly. We did an episode on them and their orchestral rock and roll, a poppy, almost prog rock in style, I guess you could even describe it as, but the songwriting was beautiful. It just had a huge impact on me in the 70s, and I'm talking about the band Electric Light Orchestra and Jeff Lynne being my favorite rock singer from the UK of the 70s.
Coming out of left field, the kid knocks it out of the park. Well, that does bring it to a final tally of three in common. It's the most we've had in common in a while on an episode of Five Favorites.
You know what that means, though, is that even though we've had some narrow topics, they've been narrowly broad because we've had such a wide variety of answers and choices in those narrow topics.
Especially on the rock guitarist of all time category, you know, it could have been anything. It's a lot more narrow And because of that, I think that's why we had so many in common. And a lot of the people that we consider to be our honorable mentions probably are in common too, because you can't deny the way that Lennon and McCartney sang together. Individually or as a duo, they always performed on Beatles records. And a guy who did a lot of it by himself, also singing a lot in partnership with his pal Keith. Talk about Mick Jagger. Four kind of are in a separate honorable mention category, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And George Harrison, I would think, would be in that category as well because of a couple of albums that he put out.
Sure. Well,
did Bob Dylan convert to British too, so we could count him on this list?
It's funny you should bring that up, Marcus, because the question has been raised from time to time, and the answer is no.
He can do a lot of things.
Tell you what, though, one of my honorable mentions, other than the Lennon McCartney Mick Jagger thing, is Jeff Lynne, your number one, a great singer that really drove a lot of what they became, especially in the mid to later parts of the 1970s. Elton John has yet to be mentioned in this conversation, one half of an amazing songwriting team with Bernie Taupin, who gets into the Rock Hall of Fame. But Elton the singer, one of the finest out there in the era.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke, and I know it very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago. Take my word out my mind, and don't you know? Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny if that thing I say. Get a load of him, he's so insane. You better get your coat, dear.
And I wanted to clarify UK versus England, because one of my honorable mentions is Irish, that Phil Lynott, Thin Lizzy, an influential 70s band for me especially.
Yes,
my list is really long because this is a decade that was young and impressionable to me. So these singers really hit me hard. people like Brian Ferry of Roxy Music.
Mm-hmm. Tain't no big thing to wear for the bathroom. Tain't no big thing the toll of the bell. Aggravated, spare for days. I troll downtown, the red light plays. In store, love is the drug, and I need to score. Showing up, showing up, hit and run. Boy meets girl, where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me. Oh, catch that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of.
Joe Strummer, Mick Jones of The Clash.
Midnight, just say, man, for the first time from Jamaica. Dillinger and a Leroy spot. The right Wilson, you the Maria. Camp food, UK pop reggae, with back in Brand Sound System.
Johnny Rotten, Phil Lynott, Ray Davies. I always loved the Kinks. I love their punky rawness. Elvis Costello had a huge impact on me. Another singer I've really liked since hearing their first single, Hong Kong Garden, Susie Sue and her band, The Banshees. Neville Staples and Linville Golding of The Specials. Suggs McPherson of Madness, Midura, who did not only Ultravox, but he kind of jumped around a little bit. David Gilmour, Roger Waters. I mean, their work with Pink Floyd in the 70s is magnificent.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
Bay City Rollers lead singer Les McKeown, who I really love because one of the very first cassettes I ever got was the Bay City Rollers with S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night! So something that holds near and dear to me and a band that I will always love. Olivia Newton-John, Elton John, Sting with his work with the Police in the 70s. Mark Bolan, Peter Frampton, Roger Daltrey, Rod Stewart, John Wetton.
If I only could deceive you, forgetting the game. Every time I try to leave you, you laugh just the same. Cause my wheels never touch the road, and the jumble of lies we told just returns to my back to weigh me down. We lay cards upon the table, the backs of our hands, and I swear I like your people, the boys in the band. Reminiscence is gone astray, coming back to enjoy tangled of night and daylight.
Cat Stevens, John Anderson, Steve Winwood. Ray, I will not leave Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople off this list at all, because I remember staying up late night listening to rock radio and hearing all the young dudes and how it just blew me away.
But then it rapped all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face. Funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent rats.
I share a lot of those that you just riffled off there. I don't know if you mentioned Mark Bolan in there, but I can't believe it if you didn't. John Anderson, kind of a unique voice unto himself, different from a lot of the other voices of the era, even inside progressive rock.
I'll be the roundabout.
our pal Annie Haslam and Renaissance, her voice adding rock and classical elements, really pushing the edges of prog at the time, coming up on 45 years ago. Woo!
Travel the days of freedom, roads leading everywhere. Come with me now and show how you can. Follow the dying embers, cross on the paths they lay. Breath of the past, the as yesterday.
And no one has said a word yet, and I'll say it. I'll say two words. I'll say Paul, I'll say Rogers, I'll say he and Bad Company should be in the Rock Hall of Fame, and he is definitely one of the great singers of all time, with Free and then, you know, with Bad Company and everything else too.
Well, I'll take whatever I want, and baby,
a lot of singing going on there in the 1970s.
There really were a lot of great singers and musicians, not only from the UK, the United States as well, Australia. Like, could we count AC/DC in that? Because they're part of the United Kingdom. Too colonial?
Yes. Would we start putting Rush in the same categories then, Nigel? I don't think so.
True.
I'm forgetting at least a dozen bands that we should be talking about, artists that we should be talking about here. I am certain of it. And the conversations that we've had about this has led to us to talk about having a future five favorites, which is rock vocal duos, people who are known for singing together, like Lennon and McCartney did, and like so many others did, and like the guys in the Eagles and stuff like that. So we're always getting ideas. And if you've got an idea that you'd like to plug into an episode, you can really feel free to send us an email anytime at imbalancedhistory@gmail.com. It's the best way to start a conversation anyway.
Or you can hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are on all three, and they're great ways to interact with us as well.
I say we let your number two, my number one, play us out the door. The Thin White Duke, epitome of the 70s, as we roll on out for this episode of Five Favorites. As always, thanks to the gang at Crooked Eye Brewery in the heart of Hapro, pouring the cure for what ails you since 2014. And geez, they've been sponsoring this podcast almost as long. For now, from the Dark Duck Media Studios, I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you've been listening to Five Favorites on the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh. Loud sound, it seemed to fight. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fight. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.